Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is a DVD. It's Labor Day. Well, Kate Winslet's life is turned completely upside down when her son offers Josh Brolin a ride. Turns out he's a convict and he's on the run, but they both need each other and cannot help but fall in love.
It was just the two of us after my father left. I don't think losing my father broke my mother's heart, but rather losing love itself.
Mom, this is Frank.
He was kind enough to offer me a ride.
I'd be grateful if you let me stay till nightfall.
But I should go.
Maybe you should stay.
Okay, so the girls out there are going to know exactly what I mean, but there is nothing more exciting and romantic than a seemingly broken man with secrets that comes into your life and sweeps you off your feet when you least expect it, but you need it most. Yes, guys, it sounds strange, but it's epic, I tell you. Then you add that there's much more to his story. He has secrets that make him more than he appears, and at any moment it could be all taken away from you, and you're both willing to risk it all to keep what you have for just even a moment. Like I said, epic, and probably not too realistic, but who cares? This is one of those movies that will move you, make you feel deeply and bring you to tears. Well, for us girls, that is, but since you're watching this from the privacy of your own home, guys, it's okay to be a little bit moved too. So in our movie night traffic light, Labor Day on a DVD is a green light. Now into a movie packed with action. It's The Amazing Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man, aka Peter Parker, is faced with the biggest fight of his life. Secrets will be revealed, new enemies will emerge, friends can't be trusted, but above all, everything he loves will be put at risk.
You know what it is I love about being Spider-Man?
Everything.
You're gonna wanna see this,
Oscorp.
Yet you under surveillance.
Why?
Isn't that the question of the day?
We have plans for you, Peter Parker. You wanted to be the hero. Now you gotta pay the price.
I'm the only one who can stop them.
I'm Spider-Man.
So anybody that knows me at all knows that I do not like, not a big fan of, and I'm generally repulsed by spiders. Now, with one enormous exception, Andrew Garfield as a spider guy works just fine for me. That may have something to do with the fact that he does not have several long spindly legs, or have hair growing all over him, or have a general overall creepiness. Instead, he is endearing, brave, and adorable, and the movie, while it's action-packed, visually impressive, has ups and downs, twists and turns that keeps you at the edge of your seat. There's so much going on in this movie. It's jam-packed with bad guys, multiple plots, lots of stories, super spidey moves, romance, and some very important decisions. And nope, my appreciation for spiders in general is not forever changed, but I do have a renewed appreciation for superheroes, so on a movie night traffic light, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.